Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to talk about certain guys you can't be without. I mentioned Andrew Thomas. I mentioned Dexter Lawrence. I got Malik Nabers is right in that conversation.
Well,
Brian
Burns, Abdul Carter. I guess you could say Kayvon Thibodeau as well.
Oh, come on. You could be without him.
Well, the thing about him is that he's going to be motivated by the presence of Abdul Carter. And however they decide to use the three of those guys, if they have them all three on the field at the same time.
Yeah.
And if they're as good as we think they can be, you know, Phil came in here last Friday when you guys were over playing golf in Jersey, and he was talking about just what the defensive line looked like and how quick both Brian Burns, Kayvon Thibodeau, actually all three, Kayvon Thibodeau and Abdul Carter are, you know, they're going to be, he believes they will be better. But then, you know, he's obviously an ex-Giant. He wants them to do well. And it's really going to come down to whether or not this offense can put points on the board, especially like, and I tell people this all the time. I know Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston are veterans. They've been around. They understand the game. They know what's going on. But you can't recreate a game on the road in the first week knowing everything that everybody's going to be reacting to, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So when Russell was, you know, building his career in Seattle, he had a lot of good offensive teams. They had a great defense. You know, they had Marshawn Lynch. You know, he was throwing the ball down the field, and it was really, like, easy for him as he eased his way into his NFL career. And then it just became second nature to go out and run an offense that he had run his entire career. Now, in his third or fourth different offense in 4 years, it's not easy to step out on the field that first game and expect to be spot on with everything that you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, I think that because of the experience and learning these offenses, he's got to have some sort of, you know, I don't want to say tricks, but he's done it before. It's not like a guy who's in one offense forever. Like, think about, you know, Kirk Cousins got so comfortable, you know, with Kevin O'Connell and the way that Kevin O'Connell was doing things, and all of a sudden it's totally upside down. Brian Daboll's no dummy. Brian Daboll's going to figure out exactly how to put Russ in the situations he needs to be in.
I'm not saying that coaches aren't dummies. They're certainly not. They want to put them, the object of the coach
well,
is to put.
Dummy. You had a dummy coach.
Well, but the object of the coach is to put the player, no matter what position they play, in the best position to be successful. And that's what Aaron Glenn was talking about when he was talking about Will McDonald yesterday. He's like, look, man, this is all about coaching. We're teaching him new things. We're coaching him new things. He's open to being coached. And he wants to be good, and we're trying to get him to be the best player he can be. So, you know, it's interesting because in that documentary, the quarterback documentary with Kirk Cousins, he's talking about going to Atlanta and trying to figure out their offense. And Atlanta loves to run an offense that says a lot of motion, a lot of shifting. And he even said in that documentary there are 45 or 46 different ways to move people in your offense. And they didn't do that in Minnesota. They had some movement, but not a lot. And most quarterbacks, like Aaron Rodgers, hates movement. Yeah. He wants to line up, he wants to see the defense, and he wants to go quick. I used to love doing that. I didn't like the shifting and the moving and the motioning and all that other crap. I wanted to get to the line of scrimmage, and I wanted to go fast. And because I always felt like we knew when the ball was going to be snapped, we could try to disguise our formations and our groupings and our personnel groupings on the field just by the way we substitute and quickly substitute, almost kind of like a hockey team.
Yeah.
And get ready and know the play before it comes in. And I saw Kirk Cousins struggle And I saw him call his head coach and basically said, hey, I'm not playing well. I don't know what's going on here, but I need to understand how I can play better. You know, and this, he's calling Raheem Morris and leaving a voice text that way.
Right.
I was shocked. I mean, that's something for Raheem Morris to say to him as opposed to him saying it to Raheem Morris. Look, I need you to be better. What can we do to help you to be better? And how can you be better? What would be the best thing for us to do? And the thing that I would say from Kirk Cousins' standpoint would be simplify it. Let's simplify it so I can just kind of get into a rhythm with these guys and understand where everybody's going. Because at this point, even though you're paying me $50 million a year, I'm still not sure about what everybody's doing on the field.
Yeah. I think tomorrow we're going to talk to Brian Daboll. We got requests out for a bunch of guys, bunch of players, and it's going to be a great day at Giants camp. What I'm really interested in, you know, this is the first time that we're going to be going in 5 years, 6 years without Daniel Jones being the quarterback. And now we got veteran quarterbacks in there. We got a different feel of what's it going to be. And we're not talking about Daniel Jones or just to take the next step or build off of last year and all of that stuff.
So escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's going to be interesting. But also, you know, I feel like we always show up to Jets camp, you know, with the new regimes and say, you know, it feels different around here this year. It shouldn't feel all that different with the Giants because it's still Brian Daboll's world. But it, at the same time, you know, they got a lot of influx of new players and personalities and Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston and all these guys, Jackson Dart, the future. I mean, there's a lot of changes.
If you think of, just think of the three rookies that can change the dynamic of the team, that would be Jackson Dart, Abdul Carter, and Cam Scadaboo. And then sprinkle in the rest of the rookies, and hopefully, you know, most of those guys are going to make it. But I feel like Joe Shane is finally, within the last 3 years, has basically got players that he wants on this team.
Yeah.
As opposed to inherited players that he didn't want to keep, and it took a while to get rid of them, including Daniel Jones.
Yeah. Well, he was the biggest one. And there's also, you know, guys that they have drafted in this regime that they have given a load of opportunities to because they're their guys. Kayvon Thibodeau being one, Evan Neal being another. I mean, if Evan Neal was drafted by Dave Gettleman, do you think that Evan Neal would still be here? Probably not. But they're going to give him every opportunity.
They let Saquon Barkley go.
Yeah, you're right. 100%.
If you could let Saquon Barkley go, you could let anybody go.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed.
Especially for the amount of money that they were talking about.
Yep.
And both, you know, I was telling Phil, a little bit unprecedented, whether it be the Jets signing their two young Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson, they're two young players that are supposed to be leaders before they had to. That's a little bit unprecedented. And then the other thing is that both Baltimore and Philadelphia ripped up the contracts of their running backs and gave them new money.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley.
Well, yeah. I mean, Saquon couldn't have made out any better than he did.
Did Derrick Henry make it any better?
Yeah. No, sure.
I mean, he was great. He was a great addition to that Baltimore offense.
No, he was, but, you know, Super Bowl.
And by the way, you know, I did ask Phil, I said, so who's your, like, your best team? He goes, I believe that, and I think he said this, Baltimore, he believes, has the best roster.
Yeah, I heard him say that.
Oh, you did hear him say it?
Yeah, hard to argue.
He also thinks that the Chargers are going to be very good this year.
Well.
But can they overcome the Kansas City Chiefs?
Yeah, I mean, that's really what, I mean, we know their roster is good. We know both sides of the ball. Just Justin Herbert in the playoffs.
What really. About the, what about the Broncos?
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's a, that division is insane.
It is.
I mean, it is.
And then you got Pete Carroll and Geno Smith with the Raiders.
Yeah. I mean, that's a seven-win. That's got seven wins written all over it, doesn't it?
It that feels whole operation, that way, yeah. Yeah.
That whole operation out there. And the Broncos were really impressive last year. Their defense, Bo Nix, his efficiency. Sean Payton, you understand, he's a maniac. He's going to have him right there. Three yeah. teams are going to be in the playoffs in that division.
All right, so what do you think about the AFC East?
Again, by the way.
Buffalo, for sure.
Yep. I think Miami's going to have a miserable year, and they're going to fire Mike McDaniel. I think that the Jets are going to have a six-win season at most, and I think the Patriots are in the eight range.
Right, so maybe one of the most important hires in the AFC East has to be Josh McDaniels back at offensive coordinator for New England.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, hopefully he gets the best out of Drake May and allows Mike Vrabel to really just coach the team and not have to worry about the offense. I kind of felt like that was Bill Belichick, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Let me coach the team and I'll really hammer the defense part of it, but I'll get in the face of the quarterback if I need to.
Yeah, I mean, and things were really never the same for Bill after he's, you know, trying to figure out, you know, he's bringing in...
Cam Newton?
No. But yes, but I was talking about, like, he had the combination of Matt Patricia and Joe Judge running the offense.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
it was
yeah.
a nightmare after McDaniels.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, that's... Bill's obviously not there, but it's a stability thing for Vrabel as well. I mean, when you look at that coaching staff compared to... See how it plays out, but... You know, what the Patriots did with their staff is what I wanted the Jets to do with their staff. Now, I don't think Vrabel was available to them. I think that Vrabel used the Jets to get the Patriots to fire Gerard Mayo. But that's what I wanted to see, people with experience coaching the team. And you just don't have that with the Jets.
Well, you don't have it. On offense, you don't have it. And you don't have it at the head coaching or GM position. But you got to start somewhere. And if it is true that Aaron Glenn is speaking with Bill Parcells on a weekly basis, and Aaron seems to be carrying himself like that as a coach, a very strong-willed coach, in-your-face coach, locking everything up over there, there's been no leakage whatsoever.
No leakage.
You haven't had any leakage. I mean, it is locked up.
Yep, I would agree.
And I would say that's part of the issue. Or had been part of the issue with the Jets. But I do think that, you know, Aaron's going to make it a tough, competitive camp, which is what they need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.